No, that I'm not.
Okay, I thought I'd ask because he hasn't been answering either. So go ahead and go about your business. We'll bother you another time. My apologies for bothering you already. So thank you for checking in. We got you down as a check-in, by the way. So if you happen to get done on your phone, feel free to jump in. All right, let's give Mike a call. N9OKA. Mike, are you there? And do you have your traffic?
Well, I'm embarrassed. I can't believe I nodded off there. Well, yeah, I got a couple things I wanted to discuss. First of all, I've been watching for your email with a copy of the your net there. I need a script to go by, and I haven't received it yet. I don't know what's if you forgot or what, but I haven't got it yet. And then I got a couple of news articles if anyone's interested.
Oh yeah, we like news articles, but apparently you have not checked your email in the last 2.5 hours, I would say. So thanks for that, Bob. Yeah, I was wondering if I bore you that much to sleep there, Mike. And Bob confirmed it. I should make a recording of my voice for those who suffer from insomnia. That's great. That's great, Bob. Thanks a lot. Oh, Mike, go ahead with your news stories. I'm going to chuckle a little more.
Now, as a matter of fact, I haven't checked my email in the last couple hours. I'll be sure to do that. First story here, a group representing 7 financial trading firms is pressing the U.S. Federal Communications Commission to respond to their petition submitted almost 3 years ago asking for permanent allocation of HF frequencies for data transmissions. The Shortwave Modernization Coalition is pressing FCC for an answer to its petition, which was filed in the spring of 2023. The group is seeking the authorization to transmit on the bands between 2 megahertz and 25 megahertz under Part 98 of the FCC rules. A number of the bands being sought either include or are adjacent to amateur radio bands. The coalition's original filing drew substantial opposition from amateur radio operators and the ARRL, citing the potential for interference. The ARRL said that said that in 2024, the IARUS monitoring system detected what was believed to be HF trading interference on the amateur portion of 20 meters. The U.S. Coast Guard also objected to the petition, saying additional traffic would raise the noise for everyone. And last year, 3 of the firms were given FCC approval as experimental licensees. They were prohibited from charging fees or receive payments for anything related to their on-the-air operations. The coalition believes that granting permanency will solidify their statute and business and will not create interference as feared because of the tech